President Bush's nominee to be the next attorney general is expected to be confirmed. That's according to the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Arlen Specter. But Specter also said that during hearings yesterday, Alberto Gonzalez did not adequately defend his role in revising the administration's torture policy. With us now to discuss Gonzalez's confirmation hearings and the other big political stories of the week is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, and he joins us every Friday on Day to Day. And welcome, Juan.
Good Friday to you, Madeline.
Thank you. Well, how did Gonzalez do in those hearings yesterday? Did the Democrats gain any political points?
Well, it was a little bit like a kabuki dance. They danced totally around the issue of the torture memos, with the exception of a Republican Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, who was very clear in saying to Gonzalez, and here I'm just about quoting, he says that the U.S., when they go about abusing detainees, sinks to the level of its enemies. And Gonzalez was trying to respond and really struggling. Finally, at one point, Graham had to say, why don't I give you a chance to respond later, take some time. But you didn't see an aggressive kind of challenge that would lead anyone to think that Gonzalez's nomination to be attorney general is in any danger whatsoever. It looks like he's destined to be in the attorney general's seat.
Mm-hmm. And President Bush has some other big goals for domestic policy. Let's start with his plans to reform the nation's Social Security system.
What you get here now is that Social Security is the be-all and end-all for the second-term legacy of President Bush. He's putting all bets on it. And what you see so far is that there's all sorts of speculation here in Washington about various plans that may apply and may not apply. At the moment, the one that really is the number one plan is part of a Social Security proposal that would allow workers to put about 4% of their wages into private investment accounts. The Democrats respond, the president is really, screaming that the sky is falling unnecessarily and using this as an opportunity to try to change the way the social safety net is woven for Americans, a social safety net program that's been in place for 70 years.
Another big goal the president has is reforming the tax code. And today he appointed two prominent former senators, a Democrat, John Breaux of Louisiana, a Republican, Connie Mack of Florida, to a tax panel to investigate how best to proceed. What's the significance of that?
What you have here is two guys with lots of credibility up on Capitol Hill. Given the independent mind of Republicans in the House and the streak that exists also to some extent among Republicans in the Senate, he needs people who have credentials on the Hill as he goes forward with this notion of how do you go about changing the tax code. You got lots of special interest groups, beginning with the Chamber of Commerce, who say, wait, don't change the tax code. We're not interested in flat taxes. We're not interested in national sales taxes. We certainly want to protect mortgage deductions and the like. So he needs someone who can clear the brush for him and make it seem as if he's not about doing anything radical, that he is about making American business more efficient by simplifying the tax code.
And over at the State Department today, some shakeups. Some people are leaving, some people are arriving. What's going on there?
Well, this is really interesting, Madeline. You have the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, about to step in to become Secretary of State, replacing Colin Powell. And by the way, Powell will be on many of the TV talk shows this weekend, the Sunday shows, talking about tsunami relief and what's going on there, and also the Palestinian elections, which will be held on Sunday. But what you have is the case of someone who is a Bush loyalist, Condoleezza Rice, moving over to state and not having a team really to move with her. In the way that Alberto Gonzalez, who's moving over to the Justice Department, and Margaret Spelling, who's moving over to the Education Department, all of them have been people working in the White House with Bush, but they haven't developed a network that they can move with them. So what you have in the case of Rice is people who've been longtime State Department officials and loyal, in a sense, to Powell, not to President Bush, are saying, we're not staying for the new incoming Secretary Rice.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams in Washington, D.C. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Madeline.